Thank you and good morning. Bill Gillespie may be the man calling the shots at Humboldt Bay Fire, but the Board of Supervisors took a few minutes on Tuesday to honor the man he followed as chief of the Humboldt Bay Fire Department, Ken Woods. The board issued a certificate of recognition to Woods for his decades of service to the Humboldt Fire District and then as the first chief in the history of the newly formed Humboldt Bay Fire Department. Woods was presented with a certificate at his retirement event on January 30th by Supervisor Virginia Bass. The board also did some mid-year budget adjustments and voted to roll over $2 million in unspent Measure Z tax revenue to the upcoming fiscal year. The board also voted to allocate $700,000 in Measure Z revenue for public works, money that will be used for road maintenance, and which brings the total yearly allocation to $1.4 million. Faculty members at 23 California State University campuses across the state could go on strike as soon as April 13th if an agreement isn't reached between the California Faculty Association and the CSU system. The CFA has released a statement announcing that a strike will occur over 5 days in April unless CSU officials agree to 5% raises for all CFA members. The CSU has countered with 2% raises, and Union President Jennifer Egan said in a statement that the faculty members have said all along they don't want to strike, but they will if they have to. A strike was averted in October of last year, but the union did vote to strike if those negotiations failed. Talks between union and CSU officials have been ongoing since May of 2014. A third-party fact-finding group has been put together, and when the findings are released and the report becomes public, the union will have the right to strike, and the CFA has approved that walkout. A research group headed up by Humboldt State University Professor Emeritus T. Luke George and Washington University researcher John Lehman has determined that the West Nile virus that spread across the country in 2001 affected far more birds than originally believed. HSU released a statement on Monday with some of the details of the study that found that millions of birds across the country and across a wide variety of species died from the virus, including the Swainson thrush in Humboldt County, a species that had a very low survival rate when infected with West Nile. Researchers estimate that in some species, tens of millions of birds died, and their study included more than 49 species from across the country. The research team's findings were printed in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences in November. After being limited to one-way controlled traffic since the end of January, Highway 96, 3 miles east of Hoopa, has been fully open to two-way controlled traffic. That section of highway has been affected by recent slide activity that brought the hillside down across the roadway on January 28th. A barrier has been erected alongside the roadway, and all lanes of traffic were open by Tuesday evening. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department has a new chief following the retirement of Ken Woods in January. But according to Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks, that new chief, Bill Gillespie, will wear the interim tag for a few more weeks.
His title's still interim because Chief Woods had time on the books, so Bill actually becomes permanent, I think, right around April 1st. But yeah, we've been working with Bill quite a bit the last couple of months. Chief Woods had Bill taking on additional kind of responsibilities, preparing him for that, and I think it's going to work out real well.
According to Sparks, Gillespie has made a smooth transition from assistant chief to chief and is very familiar with city government and how the department fits in with the joint power agreement with the Humboldt Fire District. Gillespie brings 20 years' experience to the job and began his career with Eureka Fire before transitioning to Humboldt Bay Fire. Sparks said that the JPA between the city and the fire district has worked well and that it's the best way to provide fire protection service to the greater Eureka community.
You know, questions have come up before, you know, is the joint powers the way to go? I certainly think that made sense when the city and the fire district put the two departments together. We have two representatives on the board. District has two representatives on the board. I think it's certainly the most effective way to provide fire services in our area.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Greg Sparks by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.